Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Zwe.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm speaking to you from the other side of the world, from South Korea. So
oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, wow. How's it going that side?
It's very, yeah, I've learned a lot, especially in the education sector this side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm good to see how it may play a role in today's conversation or leading conversations.
Oh, wow. 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 I'm glad, man. I'm glad to hear that. I hope the weather is good.
Yeah, definitely. It has been well. Today was a bit gloomy, but it's quite hot this side.
Ah, lovely, lovely. Well, yeah. You must enjoy South Korea. Now, we're talking about what constitutes a slow learner. And of course, slow learners are often stuck between a hard and a rock place. Their cognitive abilities are too high to be considered for an intellectual disability, but their cognitive abilities are usually too low to be considered for a learning disability. So you're going to be helping us to actually decipher what this actually means, and for someone who has got a slow learning issue. Now, first of all, Zweli, is it politically correct to call someone a slow learner?
To call someone a slow learner may not necessarily be political correct for someone. However, it does identify that there's a learning challenge within that individual.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no actual term or diagnostic category called a slow learner. And as you said, they do not fit the description of a child with a learning disability.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can be very awkward and tricky when, you know, using the term slow learner to label a child. But however, when you speak of a learner as having strengths and developmental areas, I think it's more just in that manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Lovely. Now, how is this different than from a regular learning disability?
So, as I said, so in psychology, usually when we try to understand whether a child has a learning impairment or a learning disability, they'd fit certain criteria and then fit into whether it's dyslexia, dyscalculia, dysgraphia. However, with a slow learner, they do not fit into a certain category, and therefore they do have challenges with, for instance, the Department of Education when trying to identify their specific learning needs.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being that usually a slow learner is not someone who doesn't have the intellectual ability or low intelligence, but rather they do have, you know, patterns of lower IQ scores. However, they are still able to learn just at a much slower rate than the average learner. And, you know, this could be due to many things, often stemming from whether it's emotional trauma or something hereditary or from, you know, passed on from the parents. However, it's very hard to, you know, understand how somebody then qualifies for special education when they are not termed as a child with autism or
yeah,
a child with, let's say, dyslexia.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a tricky one there, I must say. Now, how common is it then to come across someone who is a slow learner?
Oh, it's very common, especially, you know, the type of work that I do. You know, it's not something strange or out of the blue. And in fact, there are many slow learners who actually can develop effective ways of coping and managing with, you know, their difficulties and challenges. And one thing I just want to point out is, although, you know, certain learning difficulties and impairments cannot be cured, they can be managed.
Okay.
And so it's very important to find out why your child is behaving in this way. Like I said, the child may be a slow learner because they struggle with time management, or because they're dealing with trauma, or because they have visual or hearing difficulties, or they have a loss of esteem, you understand? So really, every child is different and one needs to be understood within their context and environment.
Yeah, or I didn't know that it was such a prevalent issue. Now, but how do we then identify someone who's a slow learner? because I've never come across it.
So you can look for signs and symptoms, although I do want to put out a disclaimer that to say you should go to a professional and mm-hmm. that, you know, just based off of the signs and symptoms that we discussed today, not to label your children slow learners. But, you know, an educational psychological assessment is the best bet for finding answers as to where your child fits in and what challenges they might be having. However, the signs vary, as I did say. But if you're seeing things such as developmental issues in your child, whether it's with their attention or speech difficulties or the fact that they're struggling to retain information, so they're very forgetful, or if they're presenting with social issues such as aggression, playing with younger kids when they're much older, or just showing poor self-awareness or even verbal inappropriateness at times. And then, of course, then there's the learning difficulties that come along with reading, writing, or mathematics as a whole. So there's really a myriad of symptoms that can, you know, indicate that one is having challenges with learning.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, in this, you know, kind of education, there's classes, you know, classes have got 30 students and others 60 students, et cetera, et cetera. How do you cater for a student that needs more time to grasp concepts?
Well, this is what, you know, can be very difficult, because a normal class setting is not an appropriate environment for a child who's a slow learner.
Okay.
So oftentimes finding an appropriate school and teacher is the best solution for your child. However, if a teacher or the class situation allows for repetition, you know, in the classroom, where the focus is then on that child, where then the child is given concrete instructions and more time is given to that learner in order for them to grasp concepts and to learn at their pace, where, you know, they won't be seen as abnormal or somebody who's different from others. But I think, Jen, just the main thing would be building on a slow learner's strengths rather than focusing on what they are struggling with, because as much as the foundational knowledge can be built on, oftentimes the skills that child can develop are more suited for other areas of development. So, for example, if your child is having challenges or problems with vocabulary, perhaps they're somebody who is passionate about the arts. So enrolling them in a drama school, per se, then when they can learn the language through, you know, the actual activity is actually an exciting way for the child to learn. And you might find that, my child might not be that bad, you know, but more so that their skills are in a different area of learning, or they learn differently from other children.
I see. Well, it actually would take quite some patience and some doing, and basically searching for such places as you are, you know, explaining. Now, what happens if they are left to fall through the cracks of the education system, you know, and it's not given the attention that you're talking about? And then what happens to this child?
You know, I actually had a situation this past month, actually, where, you know, it's actually very common for a child often not to receive the help that they need when they're a slow learner, because even though you may come for an assessment, if the Department of Education does not agree or does not have placement in a school where, you know, the child's needs can be catered for, then oftentimes they condone the child from year to year to year. So oftentimes it's really the onus of the parent to decide, you know, is this the route they're going to follow and wait for somebody else to fix the problem? Or, you know, can they take learning into their own hands, where they perhaps then focus on the skills development aspect of the child rather than forcing them to understand maths, where it just keeps getting more complicated and more complicated and the foundational knowledge is not in place. So South Africa is really at a crossroads and a challenge, and I mean, I'm saying I experience it myself, you know. So it's really it also comes down to the budget and finances, unfortunately, within the household. So it is a scary one. It is a scary one. But, you know, online has information and and criteria and things that parents can use to better equip themselves. Like, for instance, with repetition, you know, if you find some coursework or just like learning modules or things online that can be freely available.
Yeah. In
practicing with your child daily after school. I know it will be time consuming and stressful, and you as a parent may not know what to do, but then you can go back and then focus on how well your child is sleeping, how regularly your child is exercising, how balanced your child's diet is, and perhaps, you know, include some natural supplements in them for them to be able to, you know, cope with the day-to-day demands that the world requires of them.
Yeah. Well, I think it would take really some to focus and some quite some doing really to have this child up to speed. Your last words, Zweli, in terms of what you feel we need to mention to our listeners before we let you go?
So I just want to say that a child with a learning difficulty is not a child that is not intelligent. You know, just because you may be, you know, characterized with a IQ score, it does not mean that child cannot learn. The only thing about that child is that he is different in the way that his brain thinks, processes, and stores, as well as communicates information. And hence, you should learn to understand your child and put them in an environment where they will be focused on, solely dependent on their strengths and abilities, so that, you know, they become high self-esteemed individuals who understand that, you know, there's no limitations in life and they can excel no matter what circumstances.
Yeah. Well, Zweli, I must thank you so much for coming through. Enjoy Korea. I hope that whenever you come back, you may come back home safely.
Thank you very much, sir. Blessings to you and the family that side.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.